I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News, where it's time for another edition of our award-winning history series, Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Dunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries. It's a segment where we feature audio from the collection. Good day to you, Doug.
It's good to be here.
Black History Month continues, and this year we are highlighting prominent Lexingtonians and their accomplishments. And today, we're going to hear from the first African-American to serve as Deputy Superintendent of Fayette County Public Schools, Edith J. Hayes.
I have three daughters that all attended Edith J. Hayes Middle School here in Lexington and had tremendous experiences. At some point during those experiences, I wondered to myself, who was Edith J. Hayes? I knew nothing about this woman. So I did a Google search and lo and behold, was taken to a Nunn Center oral history interview in our very own collection. And it's a very powerful interview with an incredible woman. Edith J. Hayes was the first African-American woman to serve as the deputy superintendent in Fayette County Schools. She was also the first African-American woman to be appointed to the University of Kentucky Board of Trustees. She was born in 1933 in Selma, Alabama. She was raised by her maternal grandparents. She was educated for the most part in Selma, Alabama. She went to college in West Virginia, came to Lexington to earn her master's degree in education from UK at the age of 19.
And bear in mind, this was just shortly after Lyman T. Johnson became the first African-American to attend UK.
It was 1953, and Edith J. Hayes was then hired to teach at Lexington's George Washington Carver Elementary School, which was located down on Patterson, which was a segregated elementary school. She quickly rose in the ranks as an administrator, and this excerpt talks about that transition.
And interestingly enough, I ended up teaching at Carver Elementary, which was a low socioeconomic school for blacks. In fact, I was
It was integrated at that point?
No, it's back in 1953,
okay.
Little lady.
Right.
We didn't have any integration at that time,
just
okay?
Just to make sure, because I've never...
No. I taught there for about 12 years, and then they were integrating at that time. Mm-hmm. That was, should have been about, what, 1963, about 65, mm-hmm. give or take. And everyone was placed someplace, but they didn't quite know what to do with me. And so everybody else knew where they were going, and I still didn't know. So I said, well, maybe the people are going to fire me. Well, it didn't really make me too much difference at that point. I was still trying to catch up with Hayes. But they sent me to central office, and I suppose they had to get themselves together. And I guess I'm the only person was interviewed by board members. I was in talking with the superintendent. I always thought that was interesting. It was over in the little building right behind. This used to be our offices. This was Henry Clay High School, the old Henry Clay, but our offices, the old city school offices. See, we are a merged system now. We used to have two. And I was in the city. I am now in the combined affair. Suddenly all the board members just happened to stick your head just thought I'd say hello this morning, John. Strange. So finally one of them came in, Mr. Sparks. I'll never forget him. He owned Sparks Lumber Company. And he finally came in. He says, little lady, what do you think about black and white? I used to be right cocky, and when I get angry, I may still be. So I told him I had just come back from the World's Fair in 65 and seeing Sammy Davis and something. I can't remember what it was. I said, Mr. Ridgway, I don't have any trouble. My troubles haven't come in black and white. They come in green. And boy, did he turn red. And I thought, oh my God, Edith, you and your mouth. You know, but it's already out now. Well, I got the job, believe it or not. So I've been in central office ever since then.
So when the schools were integrated, as opposed to your being shipped off into one of the integrated schools, you went in central office.
Mm-hmm. Edith J. Hayes worked in the Fayette County school system for over 40 years. And in 1990, she was named Administrator of the Year by the Fayette County School Administrators Association.
And interesting, in this interview, she goes on to talk about how she was approached by Governor John Y. Brown to become the first African-American female to serve on the UK Board of Trustees. It's a great, it just is indicative of her personality, and people need to hear that, too. And this interview is available online.
It is available online at KentuckyOralHistory.org.
Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Dunn Center for Oral History in the UK Libraries has been our guest again on Saving Stories. Have a good one.
Thanks for having me.